You are now tuned into the truth. You are now tuned into the truth. You are now tuned into the truth.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Truth Is with your girl, Ash. And today I want to talk about how we as people need to not allow people to decide for us, whatever that is, decide what we do, how we live our lives. And so I always think about a phrase that I live by, which is, do you? It's a phrase I truly believe in. Why? Because it leads to happiness. I mean, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, you have to be happy with yourself. Like I mentioned a few episodes back, my husband and I, we finally got our first place as a married couple. Now, like I said, as a married couple, we've had our own spots before. We've lived in our own apartments in different states, things like that. But this is the first time that we were not living with parents or in-laws or whatever as a couple. And so it's a really big deal. It's a really big move for us. It's really exciting to have that space to, I guess what they call quote unquote nesting. So we didn't buy a house or a condo or a co-op. We chose to rent. And this idea of renting was not favored by some of the folks in my family. And what was really frustrating was that a lot of people were telling us throughout the years, like, oh, you should definitely try to get a house. You should definitely buy a house. Buy a house, buy a house. A house is a good investment. You want to be able to own real estate. You don't want to just be throwing your money away. When you pay rent, you're just throwing your money away, so on and so forth. But deep down inside, we knew that, yeah, we want a house somewhere down the road, but we just weren't really pressed to deal with the responsibilities that comes with home ownership. It's a lot. Like, owning a home is a very big responsibility. And I think that it not only requires some level of financial stability, but it requires some level of like emotional and mental stability. And it's funny because people will say, oh, it's just like having a baby. You're never really prepared. And I'm sorry, like, I don't have kids yet. And I do understand and believe that, like, with children, it's like, even if you had the money, even if you got the crib, and when I say crib, I mean like the house, and the actual crib, if you have all of those things together, it's still nothing like bringing a human being into this world that you are now completely responsible for like their whole lives. Not to mention just like the natural worry that comes with having a child and like wanting to make sure that they're always safe. And like, there's so many things. It's like so many things come with that. So having the physical stuff in place, like a home, like food, like clothes, like diapers, like a bank account, like a steady paycheck, like those things are important. But it is my understanding, and while I don't have a kid, I can completely see, because I've been around children my whole life, that just raising a child is its own thing. And so I do believe that no matter what, you'll never really be prepared. I do think that that whole you're never really prepared to own a house concept that I heard for some people is some straight up bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, what? Because the thing about it is you need to make sure you can afford this home. Like, you need to make sure you can make those monthly payments, like your phone bill, like your car note, like whatever the frig it is that you have monthly payments for, like your loans. Like, you got to make sure that you have that. Also, you don't want to go, like, you don't want your house to go in foreclosure. You don't want people coming for your house or putting a lien on your house or anything like that. And then, yeah, I agree that there are certain things specifically like a pipe bursting or, I don't know, like fucking mold and shit. Like, that type of shit comes up and you're just like, ugh. Or the roof, like, oh my God, I gotta, you know, that stuff comes out of nowhere. It's crazy. It's just like having a car. But you can prepare for a car. You can do massive amount of research. You can choose the right car and things happen just like with a house. But I do think that it's not like having a baby. I'm sorry. Like, you, because babies sometimes just like that just happens out of nowhere. You're like, oh, one minute you're like, I'm fine. And the next minute you're randomly pregnant. That stuff happens. You know what I'm saying? You go and you actually make an effort to purchase a house. There's so many meetings and so many things that you're doing and so many conversations that are being had that I find it hard to be not prepared for home ownership. They have classes on that shit too. They might have classes on how to give birth, but I don't know how much I would trust the actual parenting class. I'm also not really a proponent of those parenting books, but that's a whole nother story for another day. So to me, it's like, I do feel like you can be way more prepared for home purchasing than you can for a baby. I do not think they're one and the same in terms of preparation. So just some background. Like I mentioned before, my husband and I, we were living with my father and his wife. We were renting out their basement and we had already been living there way longer than we wanted to. And I, with my brother having a kid and my dad's wife's son having three kids or whatnot, like they wanted space to be able to make their home that home that people can come to and spend the holidays with and whatever the case may be. And so my husband and I being in the basement was kind of preventing that from happening. So essentially, my father had given my husband and I a deadline that by next April, he was like, you know, I'm really hoping that you guys will have something of your own. Which in my mind, I'm like, dude, we ain't trying to be here tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't at all hurt or bothered by the fact that he was, you know, kind of low-key kicking us out by a certain day. I was totally fine with that. If anything, that was even more motivation to get up out of there. But knowing this and having this conversation, I want to say in like May, him and a few other of, you know, his siblings, my aunts and uncles, were just like pressed about this whole house thing. Like, you should buy a house. And I'm like, you, especially my father, you know my financial situation in terms of like the loan that I have from undergrad. You know, you have an understanding of what I make and stuff like that. And it's not that I'm, you know, dirt poor or suffering, but I ain't rolling in dough like that. And my loans do affect me in a way that it prevents me to be able to spend in the way that I want, or save, I should say, in the way that I like. So I have my own goal of like knocking out as many of them as possible, just to kind of be able to get that money back in my pocket. So it's, to me, it's like having this background information. If you were someone who was giving someone in financial advice, why would you advise them to buy a home solely based on the fact that it can equate to a really good investment? And I emphasize can equate to, because I don't think it automatically does. So in late August, I was diligently searching for apartments. Now, mind you, I have been searching for apartments for like the past couple of years, but the area that I live in is very suburban. And so there are already not as many apartments to begin with. That's one. And then two, a lot of the apartments that are available, they don't accept pets, like dogs specifically. And then if they do accept dogs, they put pit bulls on the restrictive list, which is some bullshit, but that's a whole nother story for another day. So we have a pit bull. And for anybody who does know us personally, they know that our dog is awesome and is not some angry maniac dog that's out to attack people. But the reality is, in this society, dogs get a really bad rap. Pit bulls specifically, I mean, get a really bad rap. So a lot of the apartments wouldn't accept our dog, which we weren't going to leave our dog behind. So that really made it difficult to get something sooner, but everything happens in its time. So I went back. I was on my grind. I was making sure that I was making smart choices financially throughout the summer and, you know, getting my credit score up even higher. And so diligently searching, and I had made the mistake in my search to share with my father and my aunt and uncle that I'm like, yeah, you know, we're looking to move out soon. Hopefully we'll get an apartment. And it was just like, huh? They all scoffed at this idea of an apartment. Mind you, all three of these people have lived in apartments, started their lives out in apartments. And just the idea of an apartment, like, oh my God, how could you? I'm just like, what are we talking about right now? Like, you should really think about getting a house. And I'm like, how many times am I going to have this conversation with you? Why are you pushing down my throat and my husband's throat, like, purchase a house? But like, what is that about? Like, what? It almost started to feel ridiculous. And it's like, once again, I never said that I don't ever want to own a house. I just said right now, I don't think that's the smart thing for him, you know, my husband and I to do. So whatever. And, you know, the thing is, I want to be clear, like, I'm fully aware. I'm a person who likes to research because I like to know as much as I can. So I know the benefits of owning a home. Like, I've read the articles. I've done the research. I've had conversations with financial advisors. I'm, you know, fairly well-versed on the pros and cons of home owning versus renting. But I'm also well-versed in how much money I make. I'm well-versed in how much is in my bank account and how I'm well-versed in how much my loans are every month. And so when I measure that up against how much money I owe, measure how much owning a home is up against what I owe in loans and whatever else, I'm like, yeah, not today. It's not a good look. It's not a good look right now. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, yeah, you know what? I'd love a Birkin bag, but it's not a good look right now. It doesn't make sense. So no. Now, I think I make pretty smart choices with my money. I'm not necessarily rolling in dough, like I mentioned, but the idea of purchasing a home with my husband and we've barely had our own spot felt and still feels like a lot. You know, my father and my aunt and uncle, they were really pushing this like choice, that this idea that we should choose to purchase a home. And no matter how many times I kept telling them that I intend to do that, I just don't intend to do it right now. And then it got worse because then I had a few of my cousins who were a little older who own home who were just like, you know, I definitely think that's something you should consider. They were sending me pictures of homes in their neighborhood. And I'm just like, you know, or when I told my brother that we got an apartment, he was just like, oh, how much are you paying rent? And by the way, our rent is not even that bad, like in comparison to a lot of, it's actually pretty decent with what we have. Like basically I'm not mad about it. Like, I don't feel like I'm getting robbed in New York. And he was just like, oh, and I was just like, it's fine. And I had to just say like, at when he said that I was just like, you know, I'm happy. And he was like, no, that's what's up. That's what's up. And the funny thing is he was the only one who was just like, well, at least you're not stuck in your home. Yeah. I don't have a 30-year mortgage. Cause see, if I don't want to be here tomorrow, I can just break my lease and that will cost me a little bit, but it won't be the end of my world. Or I could stick it out to the, you know, next year and be out. Like, part of the pros of renting is the mobility, the flexibility that you're allowed. You're not stuck or committed to this 30-year mortgage. I'm already committed to my daggone college loans. Okay. And as you can see, I've mentioned it about 3 times in the past 3 minutes. So clearly it is the bane of my existence. So I'm just like, yeah, you know, don't be so quick to shut down the apartment life, you know, because it's a start. And for some people, it might be the choice. You know, my mentor lived in her apartment with her family for a long time, and eventually they decided to own it. They own their apartment, but it took some time for them to get to that space. But they were renters, and they both grew up in homes, in suburban homes. Like, so it you really have to think about, like, what works for you in spite of what everybody is thinking. So, you know, when everyone's pushing this, oh, purchase a house, I'm just like, yeah, but my dude, you're not the ones who are going to be stuck with the bill at the beginning of every month, whether that bill is a mortgage or a monthly rent. And more importantly, this is our lives to live, and we have to make the decision that best fits us in the moment that we are living in, right? That's what I felt was missing from the quote unquote advice that my family was giving me. It just felt like they were stuck on this one, you know, idea, and there wasn't any room, wiggle room for them to consider that. And not even thinking about what really mattered, which was our happiness. So now this home buying propaganda that my family continues to spew was becoming like, I felt like I was getting it from everywhere. It just felt like at every turn I was hearing it, and it to the point where the messaging was so pervasive that I started to feel like I was making the wrong choice by considering renting. Like, I started to feel like, you know what, maybe they were right, because I just, you know, that image, like, in a film where you see like the words are circling around a person's head and they're like going crazy. I just felt like buy a home was all that I was hearing. And so then now I found myself meeting with a real estate broker and having these on and off conversations. Like, I'd call her every few months and be like, hey, I really think that I should, you know, consider maybe buying a house. And like, what do you think? So now I'm going and having these meetings and talking about like what we can afford and like looking at condos and all this crap. And I'm just like, you know, it's that feeling like you're moving based on what someone is pushing you to do because you've been told a million times that this is the right thing and the only way to do it. And then you're in it, but it doesn't feel right at all. So that's how I started to feel. And it was funny, like I mentioned before, I was getting pictures of like, oh, you could check this house out and this house is only $100,000 and the taxes ain't that bad. And, you know, the taxes are grouped into the mortgage. So you don't really have to think about like you're paying crazy taxes or whatever. And one, I'm like, I don't even like the neighborhood. And it's not because like the neighborhood or anything. It's just aesthetically, it's not pleasing to me. I don't like the actual style of the house. So I don't give a rat's ass if it's only $100,000 because I don't even have $100,000. And if I did, I'm not going to spend it on a home I'm not really into. I'm just not that into you. That's like, that's what I'm going to be saying every time I walk into my house. That makes no sense. I'm not doing that. I might as well just keep the, you know, 100 grand and just like let that money build up and get the crib I really want. You know what I'm saying? That I'm really in love with. So that was bothering me. And also these places were too far from where I work. You know what I'm saying? I work where I work is far enough. I don't need to add more miles to that at all. Like I'm trying to get home at a decent hour. So it was just so annoying that we were just getting pressed, you know, every time we talk to somebody, they bring it up buying a house. And, you know, it's like you're pressing me and my husband to make the buy a house leap. You don't have the buy a house checks, though. I don't see anybody writing me and my husband buy a house checks. I just hear a lot of speeches about how we should buy a house. And guess what? Ain't nobody got time for that. Or the money. So I just wasn't interested, right? And then, you know, we decided that one, it was like getting old. Like the speeches, the insight, if you will, was just getting tiresome. And we did want to be, you know, responsible and seek what we thought was, you know, good counsel, and it ended up being great, actually. So we wanted a different perspective, somebody who didn't live in our state, somebody who we knew cared about us and we didn't see all the time. So we actually reached out to my husband's stepfather about this, and we wanted his perspective on the whole thing. And so he said that while buying a house can be a great long-term investment, it can also be a burden. So I don't want to stop right there. Nobody else was talking about the cons of buying a house. It seemed like they only ever wanted to mention the pros, like there aren't pros and cons to everything. Like there's no such thing as the good and the bad. Like you don't write a pros and cons list. So I just couldn't understand why that was all that was being discussed. It just didn't make any sense to me. But my stepfather-in-law wasn't trying to ignore the fact that when you are thinking about buying a house, there are some cons to it, and that you basically, like any big decision in life, need to consider all aspects, right? All sides of it. So he said something that, you know, stuck with me when we had asked him about, you know, his thoughts on home buying. And he said, the last thing you want to do is buy a house you can't afford and you can't keep it up and pay the mortgage. He said, you never want to be house broke. And I remember like, yo, I'm about to wear that fucking phrase on a t-shirt. I ain't trying to be house broke, y'all. It's not cute to have a house that you can't pay for. It's not. And the thing about it is, right, I'm in a relationship, so we split the bills. And God forbid something happens to me or my husband, one of us falls ill or worse, we can't keep up a house. You can keep up an apartment, or you can, you know, get out of the apartment and just say, hey. But with a home, if folks get sick or whatever the case may be, and it's only one income, like that's a con that no one was talking about, you know? And I'm just like, I need you guys to stop acting like this is the way everything is supposed to work. And I think if our economy and all that's happened in the past nearly decade, if we look at that, you just know that like you, everything, what we thought was, you know, the right thing to do, what we thought was the move and equated to success and whatnot, that American dream, if you will, that shit has played out. And I think what we've learned is that you have to do for yourself and you have to do what makes sense for you. And it's not about following rules, because the reality is there are no rules. That's what they don't tell you. There are no rules. You know what I'm saying? One got a house, one got an apartment, one got a condo, whatever. That's what works for you. At the end of the day, when you ask somebody, are they happy? And if they can say yes, then I think that that is success. So, you know, we were getting all, you know, like I said, getting and bogged down with all this conversation about buying a house, but it was just, it was really my stepfather-in-law who kind of brought it into perspective for us. And we respected that he acknowledged the benefits of home ownership, but also recognized that it can backfire. It doesn't always work out. You know, we're living in a way different economy than when our parents were growing up. What seemed like the right move back then is not necessarily, and I emphasize necessarily, the right move right now. You know, I have friends who have homes. They own homes, and that was the right move for them. And it's a good look, and I'm happy as hell for they behinds. Because guess what? I can go visit them and stay in a nice, warm home. It's all good, but it's not, you know, it's not all good for my husband and me. And I'm okay with that. Like, we're not, we don't feel less than or less of a couple because we don't own a home. Like, owning a home doesn't define me all of a sudden. And so, you know, when thinking about what my stepfather-in-law had said and then comparing it up against everybody and their mama who had a, you know, a thought on how we should just get a home, I decided to stop doing what everyone was telling me. Like, I'm going to be so honest with y'all. After I met with the real estate broker, I had an anxiety attack. And it wasn't even bad news that she told me. She basically told me that I could afford to own a home. Like, on the salary and with the loans and everything, we actually could afford to own it. And I just was, like, going through it in the car to call my uncle, who is, like, he's a financial guru. So I just, you know, and I needed somebody who was like ridiculously calm so that I wouldn't feel overwhelmed because I was already overwhelmed with anxiety. But it was just like, why is news like that triggering me to have anxiety? That alone tells you I shouldn't be getting a house yet. Because if the news is you can afford a home and your credit score is good enough for you to get one, then why is it leaving me in tears? Oh, because that's not what I really want to do. So yeah, it's like, it's as if deep down inside, I was hoping they would tell me that my, what feels like untenable loans was going to prevent me from being a homeowner in the near future. And because that's not what they told me, I was devastated. I was devastated by good news about being a home, about the prospect of becoming a homeowner. Yeah. So then I don't really want to own a home that bad right now. If it's, it leads me to tears when I find out that I can't, like, that doesn't make sense. Right. So, I decided to stop doing what everyone told me. And, you know, I was like, I, you know, I respect the broker and, you know, someone that I know personally, but I was just like, I don't want to do this. And it was because it was making me dizzy. It was triggering my anxiety. Also, as I get older, I'm really not that interested in what other people think. Like, I'm putting my happiness first. I don't know if I'm going to see tomorrow. And so for that reason, I'm going to be really pissed if I get sick or I die and I have an opportunity to, you know, look back on my life before the lights are out. And I'm like, damn, I spent the whole damn day thinking about buying a house. I don't want to be really freaking pissed. So I'm not doing that. So the other thing is I want to follow my heart and I want to do it with ease. There isn't this steady, you know, burden of, I don't want the steady burden about worrying about who's going to be disappointed or secretly disagreeing with my life choices. You're disappointed in the choices that I made. And it's like, what is so bad about me wanting to get a house? Well, you got folks who ain't trying to leave their parents' house. A lot of us are, we just don't have the finances to do so. But then there are people who are perfectly content up in their parents' basement. That's not me. That was never me. That was never the goal. So I'm just kind of like, why am I getting all this pushback instead of, like, you know, encouragement about getting a place to live, period? Like, at least a sister trying to get a spot, you know what I mean? But what I realized is like, you know, it doesn't really, you know, we hear this all the time. And I think we hear it, but we don't ever let it sink in. It doesn't matter what people think. Right. And Eleanor Roosevelt, a true G in the game, she said once that do what you feel in your heart to be right, for you'll be criticized anyway. So why am I stressing myself out about making a choice that I know that certain individuals aren't going to like, if I know that that choice is going to be what works for me? And at the end of the day, you're going to criticize what I do regardless. It doesn't make any sense. Going to be really upset about that if I wasted my time stressing myself. So I'm going to follow my heart. And it's true, you know, what she says, because at the end of the day, when all is said and done, there are going to be people, you know, there are people who are going to want you to do what they want you to do, right? And it won't matter if what you're doing doesn't make sense to someone else. You got to be focused on whether it makes sense to you. And speaking specifically about my situation concerning owning a home or not owning a home, the decision to move into the apartment was not just my decision. Like, it wasn't just me. I'm married, so I'm in a lifelong partnership with someone. These matters ultimately must be decided by the both of us. And the thing is, the other little thing within this bigger thing is that by inadvertently taking other people's opinions into account, I could have caused a drift between myself and my husband. Because the thing about it is, we had long discussed that we wanted to start off in our own apartment, then get settled in a space that felt more financially feasible and take the time to transition into being homeowners. We've been had this conversation. And now I'm coming at him at the side like, you know, baby, everybody been talking about buying a house. And I just feel like, you know, we should own a house because it's a buyer's market. And starting to like regurgitate what people are telling me, like I'm a freaking robot. And it's like, but my G, like we didn't talk about that. We talked about this. We as a couple talked about this, and now you coming at me with something else. That's a problem now I'm creating in my own marriage because of what other people want me to do. Guess what? I ain't got time for that. So, you know, truth is like, I don't have time to be worrying about what other people think. I got to do what I got to do. I got to do me. And now I walk into my place and I feel so relieved. I'm so relaxed. I don't have to worry about answering to anyone or being concerned that someone's gonna be pissed because I left the dishes in the sink because I was running late to work, which happened to me today. They're still in the sink and I have to wash them. But hey, the only other person I saw was my husband. I don't have that feeling of not really feeling like I don't have a place to call home, that my husband and me don't have a place to call home. And here's my thing, right? On some Luther Vandross shit. Home to me is a concept, right? In my opinion. A house or an apartment, those are places where you can build a home. But my home, whether I'm paying a mortgage or rent, is for me and my husband to define. And we realized that we didn't have that. That nearly 5 years of marriage, after nearly 5 years of marriage, we desperately needed a place to call our own. And I don't regret the choice that we made. I'm actually glad that we followed our hearts and we went with what worked for us. And I just want to, also have a disclaimer that I want to be clear that I'm not saying that you shouldn't lean on folks for advice. Home ownership is a huge thing and you should actually get professional advice about that. Seeking wise counsel in many situations is very important. Just not every situation. And like I said, we did the research. We asked for advice. However, you have to discern between people dictating to you what they think you should do versus people giving you advice. I felt like a lot of my family members were dictating while I looked at my father-in-law, my stepfather-in-law, and was like, he's giving me advice. And if you start to feel pressured by what the individual is sharing, you know, it may be the former. It may be that they're dictating to you what they think you should do. You know, I still ask for help, but as I've said in a previous episode about managing expectations, I pay attention and I decide if this is the person I want to talk to about this particular thing. The truth is, when people tell you what they want you to do and you don't do it, sometimes they can react in a negative way, which often leads these individuals to feel like following their heart wasn't the right choice. Hence me feeling pressured to go speak to, you know, real estate realtors or whatever the case may be, and being concerned that, you know, this conversation that I had with my husband ages ago about getting an apartment was actually not a good idea. And on some real shit, like, I think about how expensive moving into apartment was. Like, thank God for my mom. My dad helped out too. It's a lot, you know what I mean? And I'm not talking about paying rent. I'm talking about furnishing this bitch. Like, hello? So now you got more house to furnish? Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? So I think about how much more expensive it would have been to move into a house at this point in our lives. And what's really funny is that our neighbor, one of our neighbors in our building is an older woman. She calls herself Grandma. And she recently shared with my husband when he was walking our dog, who is accepted in this complex, thank you, that she's been living in this apartment building for 20 years. She's been paying rent for 2 decades. So clearly for Grandma, this choice was the right choice for her. More power to you, Grandma. So again, I'm just going to continue to reiterate, and it's not just about buying a home or renting an apartment. This is, to me, applicable to, you know, all aspects of a person's life, whether you're deciding on what school you want to go to, if you're, you know, in high school listening to this and it's your junior year and you have to take SATs and your parents are pressuring you to apply to colleges, or if you are deciding between the career path that you want because you really enjoy art theory, if that's even a thing, and you don't want to do economics, like, you're going to be unhappy. And you can easily do these things that people are dictating to you, and it could work because you have the skill and, you know, you're good at it, but then it's going to take you 20 years later to be like, I should have never done this shit. And then you're going to go pursue what you really wanted to do anyway, you know? I'm looking at houses, but at the end of the day, I really wanted to be an apartment. Like, if someone told me I had to just say off the bat what I wanted to do without thinking, it would have been like, I want to rent an apartment. And at one point, I would have done the thing where I'm looking around like, I know that doesn't sound favorable. But as this process moved forward, I was just, I don't really give a damn if it sounds favorable to this person. I don't. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, people will support you. I'm blessed because the situation, I wasn't by myself. I have the partnership of my husband. So at the end of the day, we have each other. But, you know, stop and think about some of those things that you wanted to pursue, some of those things that are still eating at you, that bother you at night when you go to sleep, that that's constantly on your mind, that, you know, when you're riding a train and you're thinking about the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And if there were individuals that, you know, commented and told you that you shouldn't do it. I'll never forget when I was in college and undergrad, Spike Lee came to our school to talk, and he said, the main dream killers that you'll come into contact with are your parents. And then I think the next after that are family members. It's almost like it's almost their job, you know? So it's just like, and oftentimes they are doing it because they care. Like, I know that as annoying as my family was about this buy a house bull crap, I know it's because they're like, we want her and her husband to own something. And that in this country, especially being people of color, having something that you own, especially real estate, means something. And to me, it's like, yeah, homie, I feel all of that. I'm all about that. But it doesn't have to happen right now. There isn't a need to rush into it. We feel rushed in this society, and we need to just calm down and take a breather and sit with yourself and think about what it is that you really want. What do you want? And go from there. Don't allow other people to dictate to you or decide for you how you're going to live your life, whether you're going to be in a house or an apartment. You figure it out and go from there. I want to say thanks again, everyone, for listening. You know where to find me on Twitter. And if you don't, well, let me tell you where. I am Truthis25. You can catch the podcast, the Truth Is podcast, on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and truthis.podomatic.com, also on the blog, theheartofconversation.co. Don't forget, guys, to leave comments or emails. I've had listeners tell me, like, oh my gosh, I love that episode and I had so much to say. Yeah, well, then write it. I want you to comment and share your thoughts. Email me at theheartofconversation@gmail.com. If you have any questions or you want help with, you know, anything, maybe I can give some advice like I've done in the past. Definitely hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking about. And guys, remember, the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Till next time.